What's up, guys? Welcome back to The Entertainer. In honor of National Women's History Month, I will be covering a woman every Thursday. So, this Thursday, we're going to be covering Nina Simone. Nina Simone was born Eunice Kathleen Wayman on February 21st, 1933, in Tryon, North Carolina. Nina Simone took to music at an early age, learning to play piano at the age of three. Her mother, a Methodist minister, and her father, a handyman and a preacher himself, couldn't ignore young Eunice's God-given gift of music. Raised in the church on the straight and narrow, her parents taught her right from wrong, to carry herself with dignity and to work hard. Able to play virtually anything by ear, she was soon studying classical music with an English woman named Muriel Mazanovic, who had moved to the small southern town. It was from these humble roots that Eunice developed a lifelong love of Johann Sebastian Bach, Chopin, Brahms, Beethoven, and Schubert. After graduating valedictorian of her high school class, the community raised money for a scholarship for Eunice to stay at Juilliard in New York City before applying to the prestigious Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia. Her family had already moved to the city of Philadelphia, but Eunice's hopes for a career as a pioneering African-American classical pianist were dashed when Juilliard denied her admission. To the end, Nina herself would claim that racism was the reason she did not attend. While her original dream was unfulfilled, Eunice ended up with an incredible worldwide career as Nina Simone. To survive, she began teaching music to local students. One day, in 1954, looking to increase her income, Eunice auditioned to play piano at the Midtown Barn Grill on Pacific Avenue in Atlantic City, New Jersey. The owner informed her that not only would she be hired to play, but she was also required to sing. Despite her dreams and plans to become the first black female classical pianist, Eunice needed the income and accepted the job. Word spread about this new pianist and singer who was performing the likes of Gershwin, Cole Porter, Richard Rodgers, and others alike, transforming popular tunes of the day into unique styles of jazz, blues, and classical music. Her rich, deep, velvet voice, combined with her mastery of the keyboard, soon attracted clubgoers up and down the East Coast. Overnight, Eunice Wayman became Nina Simone by taking the nickname Nina, meaning little one in Spanish, and Simone, after the actress Simone Signoret. At the age of 24, Nina came to the attention of the record industry. After submitting a demo of songs she recorded during a performance in New Hope, Pennsylvania, she was signed by Sid Nathan, owner of King Records, to his jazz imprint, Bethlehem Records, home of James Brown. The lively Nathan had insisted on choosing songs for her debut set, but eventually relented and allowed Nina to take control of the craft she had been performing at clubs up and down the Eastern Seaboard. One of Nina's stated musical influences was Billie Holiday. Nina Simone's stay with Bethlehem Records was short-lived, and in 1959, after moving to New York City, she was signed by Joyce Selznick, the Eastern Talent Scout for Coldplay Records, a division of Columbia Pictures. Months after the release of her debut LP for the label, Nina was performing at her first major New York City venue, the Mid-Manhattan located Town Hall. As Nina's reputation as an engaging live performer grew, it wasn't long before she was asked to perform at the prestigious Newport Jazz Festival. Critics started to talk about what sort of music I was playing, writes Nina in her 1991 autobiography, I Put a Spell on You, and tried to find a neat slot to file it away in. It was difficult for them because I was playing popular songs in a classical style with a classical piano technique influenced by cocktail jazz. On top of that, I included spirituals and children's songs in my performances, and those sorts of songs were automatically identified with the folk movement. So, saying what sort of music I played gave the critics problems because there was something from everything in there, but it also meant I was appreciated across the board by jazz, folk, pop, and blues fans, as well as admirers of classical music. After Nina left RCA, a production company that she was a part of, she spent a good deal of the 1970s and early 1980s living in Liberia, Barbados, England, Belgium, France, Switzerland, and the Netherlands. With two marriages behind her in 1993, she settled in Carry-le-Route near Aix-en-Provence in southern France. She would continue to tour through the 1990s and became very much the single woman she sang about on her last label recording. Nina Simone died in her sleep at her home, and Carrie LaRoy, Bouche du Rhone, on April 21st, 2003. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you guys next time.